Ways to Die. Eaten by a Lion. You've all seen it before, on TV, nature documentary. This time it's you. You're walking through the park. It's dusk. You're carrying some shopping. Suddenly, 500 pounds of ravenous predator crouched for the kill, and you drop your shopping and the adrenaline floods up your body into your brain. And in that moment, you've never felt so alive. You can smell the ozone in the air. You can see each violent green blade of grass. You are the center of the spinning world, the eye of the storm, caught in that matrix moment with the king of the beasts forever. And then, rawr, it bites your head off, drags your doll-like lifeless body to a rhododendron bush. Local student recycled by King of the Beasts, zoo to blame. You're an astronaut on a fact-finding mission to Mars, and you've lost one of your rockets, and there's no radio contact, there's no way to bring you back, and you're trapped for eternity in your titanium bubble. And as you stare out through the porthole into deep space, the stars tattoo their messages of terror and beauty on your soul. And you see the world, that poignant blue-green marble, and it's so amazing, and your heart is breaking to communicate to another living being, and there's no one, there's nothing out there, and you realize everything you ever cared about is dying like butterflies as you spin endlessly in the void, batting at pens. And of course you're famous, you know, you're an astronaut, you're famous and tragic, but you're not as famous or tragic as Laika, the Russian cosmodog, who ironically wasn't all that friendly.